Listener Production. Good afternoon, Tessa Randello here with you. A Tasmanian senator is joining mounting calls for Scott Morrison to resign from Parliament. It's been revealed the former Prime Minister secretly appointed himself to five portfolios while he was in the top job. Jackie Lambie says the Coalition should be backing Karen Andrews' calls.
Stuck her neck out and called for what should happen, which is him to resign. And once again, the Liberal men are standing there on the other side and not supporting her. I just find this disgusting. I say this to Peter Dutton. If you think you're going to exist in 3 years' time, and you think this is acceptable behaviour, mate, you really need to go and have a good look at your leadership.
Santa will be back in the streets of Hobart for the first time in 2 years for the Christmas pageant. It'll be celebrating its 40th anniversary on November 19 after being cancelled because of COVID. The event usually draws 15,000 people to our CBD. A plan to bring the Tasmanian tiger back to life has some pretty big Hollywood star power behind it. Chris and Luke Hemsworth have thrown their money into Melbourne Uni's efforts to de-extinct the thylacine. The Uni professor Andrew Pask has told Seven that cash will go a long way.
We've been working on this for about 15 years, trying to get all the technology in place to think about de-extincting the thylacine. But now we're partnering with them and the Hemsworths, and we have a huge amount of resources now that we can apply to this one project.
And if you struggle to come up with money for home insurance, you're not alone. A new report's found that it's already unaffordable for more than 1 million households, and it's only expected to worsen with climate change. Basketball Tasmania, the Jack Jumpers and NBL One South clubs are working together to capitalise on the success of the state's new NBL team. One of the goals of the group is to make it the sport with the highest participation by 2024. Meantime, Jack Jumpers imports Rashad Kelly and Milton Doyle have hit to the court for their first practices with the team after landing in Tasmania on Monday.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.